From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A public funeral has been announced for boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died in a hospital late Friday. At a news conference Saturday, family spokesman Bob Gunnell said the 74-year-old Ali died of septic shock due to natural causes. He said that Ali's public funeral will be held Friday afternoon at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky, and will be open to the public. Gunnell said the family wanted everyone to have the chance to say goodbye.
They certainly believe that Muhammad was a citizen of the world, and he truly was. And they know that the world grieves with them, and they've received, as you can imagine, tens of thousands of well wishes and support.
Former President Bill Clinton, comedian Billy Crystal, and journalist Bryant Gumbel will deliver eulogies. The celebration of Ali's life will include a funeral procession through his hometown, and he will be buried in a private service at the city's Cave Hill Cemetery. Tributes to Muhammad Ali have poured in worldwide since his death. U.S. President Barack Obama, who keeps a pair of boxing gloves the champion once wore in his private office at the White House, said Saturday that Ali shook up the world and the world is better for it. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called Muhammad Ali one of the 20th century's great humanitarians and advocates for understanding and peace. Basketball great-turned-journalist Kareem Abdul-Jabbar remembered the controversial Ali as a mentor whose greatness was his ability to be different things to different people, and football great Pele said that the sporting universe, has suffered a huge loss. This is VOA.